Good evening. It is Wednesday, May 17th, and this is episode number 17 of the Small Medium Business Strategy Cast. I'm your host, Steve Moore. In this episode, I will talk about the hot topic of municipal Wi-Fi and how it affects small and medium business. But first, I want to introduce a format change to the Small and Medium Business Strategy Cast. As I mentioned in episode number 16, I'm looking to change the format of the podcast to make it easier to deliver the episodes in a timely manner without sacrificing my goal of delivering relevant, useful information to you, the listener. And a small or medium business owner or manager or worker, anyone looking for strategy tips for small and medium businesses. And here are kind of the changes I'm going to implement over the episodes. First of all, I'm not going to be as strict on the 10-minute limit that I previously placed on myself, but I'm still going to try to keep the length close to 10 minutes. I think it makes it easier on the listener. When I do get into actually making these regularly, which the last couple months hasn't been the case, and as well as on a commute. You know, you pop this in 10 minutes later, you're at work, and hopefully you've gotten something out of it. And it also makes it easy from a bandwidth standpoint and being able to support the downloads. I've been pretty lucky in that I've probably only had a couple times where my website's actually been knocked down. So I want to kind of keep it that way because, you know, if you can't download this, it doesn't do me any good or you any good. And I'm also going to be less rigid on the topics, which means each episode can stand alone if one listens out of order. What I had to do last time is keeping in 10 minutes, I would spread a topic out over sometimes two or three episodes, and which makes it tough if someone's just going to grab an episode here or there, or you know, ends up listening to them out of order because that's the way they get downloaded, which I notice does happen. I use iTunes myself for listening to podcasts. I notice they do get out of order when they get downloaded and when you throw it onto your iPod or to whatever other device you use to listen to these. And I'm also going to split some of these shows up into shorter segments so a show can actually cover multiple topics. For example, this show has the segment I'm talking about now, which is the format of the podcast going forward, as well as the Wi-Fi segment, the main topic of this episode. And basically, I hope that you enjoy the changes, and hopefully it works out better for me and for you. So what is municipal Wi-Fi? And I doubt you have been able to escape the articles on free and low-cost Wi-Fi. Basically, the two big cities where it's come up recently is Philadelphia and San Francisco. Over the past few months, it's been San Francisco, and last year it was Philadelphia. And there's been some big-name companies involved with these, such as Google, Earthlink, and Cisco, which are all been involved in the San Francisco bidding process. And there's also been some big names in the opposition, including the Baby Bells and other internet access providers, which, can you really blame them? It's competition. They've spent money to put in circuits and routers and networks in these cities, and now they're facing competition. So whenever there's competition, you want to fight that competition. That's, you know, the law of business, I guess, or one of the laws of business. And so basically what's going to happen in Philly and San Fran and hopefully in your town soon is that you'll be able to get a Wi-Fi connection to the internet for free or a faster connection for a low cost. And the service will be supported by ads. Okay, you log on, you have a Wi-Fi card in your laptop or you're at home on your desktop in San Francisco, you have a Wi-Fi card, you're going to be able to get a connection for free or pay a little bit. In exchange, you got to look at ads. You know, this seems to be getting into the craw of many people, or at least members of the press, is the ads themselves. But we'll come back to that in a little bit. First, how will this affect your small or medium business? The bottom line is it will save you money and increase productivity. And that's really, you know, what you got to think of as a small or medium business owner. Some examples of what I mean by this is, say you're in San Francisco staying in a hotel. Well, instead of paying the $9.99 a night in that hotel to access your email, you know, log into that free Wi-Fi to check your email. Or say you're in Philadelphia and you run a business with some remote salespeople that travel around the Philadelphia area and take their orders on laptops. Well, now they can transmit that order instantaneously. Bam, better productivity. They don't have to go somewhere to hook up or wait till they get back to their office or home to email or wherever they place their orders with the laptops. Or maybe you're already taking advantage of wireless carrier with broadband, but you're paying $80 a month to do that. Now it's free. So you have productivity and dollar gains from the municipal Wi-Fi. Or say you employ people that work from home that need broadband to do their job, and you pay for that broadband. Again, if they live in one of these areas for free Wi-Fi, cha-ching, you're saving money. Well, that sounds great, but back to those ads that the members of the press feel we should be worried about. I'm not sure what to say about this and these concerns, other than there's no such thing as a free lunch, and we all know this. Someone has to pay for the service, and through advertising is much better than out of the small business's pocket. Am I right? I've been following this topic and watching one after another member of the press point out how bad the ads are. And I most recently saw an article in eWeek that at first I thought they had it right, because they said, "We have been trained to accept advertising." And I'm thinking, yes, finally someone is saying that we're used to, you know, seeing the advertising. We go on website and see the advertising, and it's no big deal. I mean, it's a very easy exchange in my mind for a free service. Bam! Makes sense. But alas, in the last paragraph of this article, and I quote, "The garage door has been left open to new, as of yet unspecified advertisements down the road." So I had hope, but they just didn't get it. And we got to go back to the bottom line. The bottom line is that we, the small business owner, does get it. We do get it. We want the free Wi-Fi and are willing to look at a couple ads in lieu of paying $6 an hour for Starbucks, you know, to go there and use their access. Pay $12 a night at that hotel, or pay $80 a night for wireless broadband. I'll look at a couple ads to look at the service for free any day over that. And again, it's no different than what Hotmail did. Back when email was kind of expensive, it was small businesses that took advantage of Hotmail. And we advertised Hotmail because on the every bottom of every Hotmail email you sent, there was a little line advertising for Hotmail. And they virally grew the business that way. And that was what, the late 90s? It's 7 years later than that. You know, even the dot-com explosion is 5 years ago. And now, finally, good services can be provided, ad-supported. Bring them on. That's my view on this. And I think any small or medium business owner, worker, would agree. Lower cost, higher productivity, bring on municipal Wi-Fi. And that's what I wanted to cover today. Kind of a little rant. Maybe I went a little too far on the rant side, but hopefully I gave you some valuable information, and you should really keep an eye on this topic in your areas, particularly if you're in Philadelphia or San Francisco, and there's other towns considering this. Keep an eye on it and watch out, because you never know. There's going to be, any time this comes up, there's going to be politicians supported by the competition that's trying to block this. So you need to be heard and be ready to take advantage of these sort of products when they come out. Since I'm continuing to change the format of this podcast, I'm really not sure what I'm going to cover in the next episode. My thoughts were maybe wikis and blogs and how to take advantage of those in a small business or for managing projects. There's some other services out there I might take a look at. But again, I'm not sticking to my 10-minute format, so maybe I'll cover a couple things in the next episode. For questions and comments about this podcast, as always, hit me up at podcast@bizplanhelp.com. And an outline for today's show and every other show, including links, are available in the show notes at bizplanhelp.com, bizplanhelp.com, and just hit the interactive section of that site to see the show notes, as well as to download past shows I'll also see if I can pull out a link to that eWeek article I was talking about. It's a short article, but you know, it's interesting to look at. And from the BizPlan help, you can also subscribe to the XML feed, and of course you can go to iTunes to subscribe to this podcast. And to learn more about my company, Eagle Strategy Group, go to eaglestrategygroup.com. Music for today's show, the background music, was provided by the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. The specific artist is Bob Hughes, and I'll put a link to his website as well as his page on PodShow in the show notes. And thanks for listening to the SMB Strategy Cast. Later!